The U.S. government appears to be fighting back against recent massive hacking attempts. Today, it was finally acknowledged that the Pentagon released millions of computer addresses to try and plug cybersecurity holes. But until today, why those addresses were released was a tech world mystery. News Nation's Ashley Ketz explains what happened.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
While the world watched President Biden being sworn into office January 20th, a mysterious transaction was happening. Millions of computer addresses controlled by the Pentagon suddenly became active. The IPs were turned over by the Pentagon to Florida company Global Resource Systems. And just today, we learned why. It's an effort to identify cyber vulnerabilities and threats. Cybersecurity expert Jordan Ray Kelly says releasing internet real estate is a good thing.
The Department of Defense might be using these IP addresses as part of a honeypot. And a honeypot is really a test environment where security researchers can use IP space to learn about what types of threats are coming after that space, to learn how they might ward them off, to detect them.
An elite unit of the Pentagon known as the Defense Digital Service, which reports directly to the Secretary of Defense and calls itself a SWAT team of nerds, said they released the internet addresses as part of a pilot program to highlight internet vulnerabilities. Many in the tech world question the Pentagon's use of a little-known company, but Kelly says the government uses private contractors, big and small, every day.
I know people have looked into this office building where they're located, and of course there's going to be a lot of intrigue behind that, but I don't know that we're going to be able to learn much more than what we know now. But we know that this is playing an important role, very likely, in the Department of Defense's cybersecurity strategy going forward.
With 6% of the internet's IP addresses now released, Kelly weighs in on whether this could have any impact on Americans' privacy.
And I anticipate that this space is being actively used to run just those types of trials to learn what we need to do to keep Americans and our interests safe, both domestically and abroad.
Ashley Ketz, News Nation.